This is Morning Edition on 89.3 Huntsville. I'm Shane Scott. The University of Alabama in Huntsville is leading a team of institutions trying to persuade NASA to take up the mission of something called LOX, the Lunar Occultation Explorer. It would be used to better study the explosion of stars with certain benefits of lunar orbit. If the mission is chosen, a special satellite could be headed toward the moon in 2023. I spoke with Dr. Richard Miller of UAH, the physics professor leading the effort.
Our project is actually an astrophysics mission, and we will deploy our very specialized nuclear telescope into orbit around the moon and use the unique lunar environment to do our observations of the cosmos. We're going to do observations from the moon using key unique pieces of the moon. For example, its lack of atmosphere, lack of magnetic field, and other key benefits to explore the cosmos.
Can you explain in somewhat layman's terms the benefit of having that, well, what the moon lacks for this sort of research?
Absolutely. So imagine you're riding on this satellite and it's orbiting the moon. As it orbits the moon, from the perspective of the satellite, cosmic sources very distant in the cosmos are rising and setting over the edge of the moon. And the lack of an atmosphere, for example, means that the moon, this very dense, rocky planetary body, is eclipsing those sources. So as you orbit the moon, those sources rise and set over the edge of the moon very quickly. And using the times of those eclipses or those occultations, we can locate those sources in the sky. That can be done elsewhere as well. It's been done in orbit around the Earth, but there are additional complications. The Earth's atmosphere and magnetic field and ramifications of those two things, by eliminating those, by going to the moon, we can have a much more sensitive instrument.
I understand that the project has a particular focus related to the phenomenon of what people know as the supernova or supernovae. Could you tell us about that?
Sure. Supernovae are exploding stars, and there are a few different classes of supernova. The primary class that's driving our mission, that's the focus of our mission, are thermonuclear supernova. These are inherently radioactive objects. We believe that they occur in binary star systems, and they're currently used to measure how the universe is expanding. They're treated as if they're all the same object. They're like a flashlight that is always the same brightness. So if they're placed at different distances by measuring how dim or how bright these supernova are, we can determine the age and the shape and the evolution history of the expansion history of the universe. But one of the open questions is how similar these objects really are. That's the open question. And that's exactly what LOX is going to do. We're going to probe the intrinsic nuclear nature of these objects to understand what they are. And if we do that, we will gain additional insights that will be useful for evaluating the expansion history of the universe.
If this proposal is selected and comes to fruition in the way that you are currently hoping, this will have an effect that people will witness here locally in Huntsville at UAH. Is that correct?
That's right. This will be big for any institution getting a mission like this. In particular, in the case of UAH, if it came here, it would be transformational. We would have a science operations center located here at UAH, which means all the data from the mission would be located here. This would be a site for researchers from across the world to come and assist us in doing our scientific analysis. It would also be a very unique opportunity for us to recruit students, graduate students, undergraduate students, postdocs, and research staff to also assist in the development of the mission. And so I see this as a flagship opportunity for UAH.
Dr. Richard Miller of UAH and his colleagues representing 8 more universities and Los Alamos National Laboratory submitted their plan to NASA late last year. We could have a decision within a few months. You can learn more about all of this and hear this interview again by visiting our website, WLRH.org. You can also find links in the WLRH Facebook and Twitter feeds.